team members in the studio this morning from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health to share with us the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Joining us in the studio, Trina Williamson, Regional Director of Communications and Marketing, and today's expert, Dr. Christopher Perry of the Chestertown Practice of University of Maryland Community Medical Group Urology. And Trina's going to start us off this morning. Good morning. How are you guys? What's new?
Good. Lots new coming up this year. Yeah, as part of the University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot County. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,500 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers work with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. Today, I'm pleased to have one of those experts with me, local urologist Dr. Christopher Perry, who is going to provide some valuable information about common urological conditions and prostate cancer.
Good morning, Dr. Perry. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Matt. Good morning to you as well.
Tell us a little bit about some of the most common urological symptoms and conditions that people should be aware of.
Well, on a day-to-day basis, probably the most common thing that we see are urinary problems, where patients are having difficulty with either not being able to go and having retention or incomplete emptying. And then probably one of the more common things is leakage or incontinence. And in addition to kidney stones and just general bladder infections, kidney infections, things along those lines, yeah.
It's my understanding that the figures are pretty amazing. 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Give us some information about the importance of early detection and treatment of the disease.
Well, prostate cancer is a very common disease as we get older. The incidence of it goes up as we get older. There seems to be some relationship to the age and the onset of the disease. The debate that we're currently having is, you know, even guys, if you look at the incidence of prostate cancer, it's extremely high. It's the second leading common, it's the second most common cancer, but yet it's like the fourth or fifth leading cause of death. So a lot of guys are living with this disease, not necessarily dying from it. However, but just under about 100 to 110,000 guys per year die from prostate cancer. So it is a disease of significance, no question. Some of the problems that we see with it is that it's in the early stages, as with most cancers, it's very asymptomatic, Matt. There are very few symptoms that are specifically related. Like, well, you know, oh gosh, this I have this pain. Oh, that must be from prostate cancer. It's not like that. It's a very early on, as with all cancers, there's no symptoms.
Yeah, and people probably just think it's just me getting old or something like that. With a lot of these things that you mentioned,
absolutely, and probably the most common symptoms that we see early on are urinary problems in men who have early prostate cancer, and urinary problems in men as they get older are extremely common. Almost everyone has urinary troubles of one type or another as they get old.
So is there a test or screening that's recommended?
Well, screening right now is not necessarily, is a real hot buzz topic in our field right now. Screening for prostate cancer is, I alluded to a little bit earlier about how patients are dying with it, not from it. So do we really need to know whether or not they have it or not? So there's a real debate going on right now. The federal government's task force came out and said that we shouldn't be screening for prostate cancer, but yet a lot of us urologists do believe that we should be doing screening. In fact, we do prostate cancer screenings at the Cancer Center every September during National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
Are there any other big warning signs that men should be aware of or be watching out for?
Well, voiding issues with guys, you know, increased frequency of urination at night, burning, blood, pain, discomfort with urination.
Obvious stuff, huh?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, they're going to know.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
Hereditary as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Genetics are huge. If we took two guys and compared one guy whose father had prostate cancer and another guy whose dad didn't, the guys whose father had prostate cancer has anywhere from 3.5 to 4 times the incidence of having prostate cancer. And that depends on the study and who you read, but the incidence is definitely much higher what we call a first-generation bloodline relative, meaning dad's brothers or a brother had prostate cancer. They're at a much higher risk. Good point, Trina. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, both my husband's family and my family, My brothers have to worry about it. My husband has to worry about it because it is directly.
Yeah.
Is there, with people in that have the history, then even at an earlier age, watch out for those symptoms. But is there a particular age where you really start watching out for it?
If there's a genetic history such as what Trina's talking about, it should start between somewhere between 40 and 45 with an annual digital rectal examination and a blood test called a PSA.
These are things that obviously we talk about with our physician. We discuss these things.
That's absolutely age, right? That's absolutely the crux of the whole issue. That task force that I alluded to earlier that said that we shouldn't be screening for prostate cancer for men that are at risk between the ages of 50 and, say, 69, 70 years old, a discussion has to ensue between their physicians about whether or not they want to be checked for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it really needs to occur.
Anything else that you want to tell us about this topic or any special services available from you guys?
Well, at Shore Health, we're very fortunate that we have a robotic, it's called the Da Vinci robot, where we can do a minimally invasive radical prostatectomy by using the robot and obviously decreasing the length of time in the hospital, the length of time that a catheter has to be worn in afterwards. So at here in Easton, they do have the Da Vinci robot. We have some very good surgeons with the robot, and we're very, very pleased with how things have been going with this.
Technology's there. The skills are there. Sometimes a touchy subject for people to come out and get help for, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of one of these things where, you know, my dad had the same problems here, Nate, and so did my uncle, and so did my friend John's dad. So it's probably just that. And, you know, it's just one of those issues where as we age, changes occur that need to be paid attention to.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Perry. Trina, talk to us about where people can learn more about urology services and medical providers offered by University of Maryland Shore Regional Health.
Sure, yeah. Feel free to visit our website at umshoreregional.org. Lots of information there. We have a Find a Doc tab up on the upper right-hand side if you're looking for a primary care or a specialist. You know, with things like this, the thing that is important is to make sure that your primary care knows what your hereditary situation is, whether it is a history of prostate cancer, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, it's important to have that ongoing dialogue with your primary care so that they know that there is an underlying possibility, just a possibility.
And for goodness sake, if you're having these problems, mention it to your physician.
Yep.
Absolutely.
No question.
Trina,
Dr. Perry, thank you so much for all the information this
morning. Absolutely.